Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. My dream is that after you finish eating our organic yogurt, you can eat the cup. That way, there's nothing to even recycle. Learn more about our green packaging ideas at stonyfield.com.
Well, marine mammals, including dolphins, on the West Coast are also in trouble. While they're protected under federal law, the U.S. Navy is permitted to kill, injure, and harass tens of thousands of the animals a year at its vast anti-submarine warfare site off the Pacific Northwest coast. Now a coalition of environmental organizations and indigenous groups is suing the Navy and the National Marine Fisheries Service. They charge the Navy's use of sonar harms the marine mammals and violates federal law. Attorney Zach Smith is with the Natural Resources Defense Council. He works on its marine mammal protection project in Santa Monica, California.
The Navy's range is the size of the state of California. And currently, NMFS, the National Marine Fisheries Service, doesn't set aside one square inch where that activity shouldn't take place. And that's simply what we're seeking, is that NMFS set aside biologically rich areas, like the Olympic Coast National Marine Sanctuary, where sonar won't be allowed to be conducted.
So what effect can sonar have on marine mammals?
Sonar can have a wide-ranging effect on marine mammals. It can be anything from a significant behavioral disturbance on one side of the range, which is a disruption of normal behaviors such as feeding or migrating or mating, to the other end of the spectrum, which would be temporary or permanent hearing loss, which for marine mammals is the equivalent to us going blind, and also, of course, just death can result.
Does the Navy contest or acknowledge these effects?
The Navy acknowledges these effects. Absolutely. They recognize that these impacts occur, and that's why the National Marine Fisheries Service has said that the Navy is allowed to have these harmful impacts on over 120,000 times per year in that training area.
Now, these marine mammals include whales, dolphins, porpoises.
Absolutely. You have the southern resident killer whales, which are a very endangered species that lives in the Puget Sound area, but also goes out into the open ocean. They're a very big concern for us. There's migratory species of gray whales and others that pass through the area. And then there are those species like harbor porpoises that live there year-round.
The Navy says, hey, look, you know, we're just going to do this for a few hours a year in a very small area with one single shipboard sonar system. What's the big deal?
Well, there's actually more activities going on than what the Navy would say. That might be true with respect to shipboard, but they're also, they do what is called dipping with sonar from helicopters, and there's other sources. So it's not just ship activities. With respect to those minimal amounts of activity, even if they are minimal, that just begs the question of, well, if you have an area the size of the state of California and you're only going to be training for a minimal amount of time, you should be able to find within that very, very large area a place to train that will lessen the impacts on marine mammals. The agencies failed to do that here. We think that's against the law, and we're going to force them to do it.
Zach Smith is with the NRDC's Marine Mammal Protection Project, which is suing the U.S. Navy and the National Marine Fisheries Service. We contacted the agency for a response. A spokesperson couldn't comment due to the lawsuit.